Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, I want to talk about a university, Lee University, Charisma Magazine News. They actually just did an article entitled, How Will Christians Use Media for God in the Future? And it's something that we've been talking about for some time now. The seven mountains, if you will. Right. These seven mountains basically influence society. You know, just to name a couple, you have the business mountain, you have the media mountain, arts, education, family, and whoever's on top of this mountain basically, you know, affects what's happening on, you know, on this entire mountain. But it's just the few people that are on top, whoever has the leadership, if you will. And we've been praying and saying for a long time that, hey, we need Christians on top of these mountains so that they can be influencing what's happening in society. And what's encouraging is that, you know, although we're seeing now more than ever ISIS and ISIL and other terrorist groups use social media, we're seeing them use, you know, videos to share their agenda. Let me tell you something. This is nothing compared to what we're seeing, you know, the church produce and put out and the type of quality that's putting out today. I mean, when you look at the movies that have just come out just in the last year alone, and we've talked about this, you know, there's a bunch of them. Kirk Cameron's had several. Mercy Rule, Unstoppable, which, by the way, I just saw this weekend. If you haven't seen it, you can pick up that movie at the Family Christian Bookstore. Cool. I believe it's on sale. Great, great movie. But a bunch of these. What's another one?
Heaven Is For Real.
Heaven Is For Real.
Which is powerful.
Yeah. God's Not Dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all these movies have done extremely well at the box office, which is should encourage more, you know, production of these
Even
movies.
Even Hollywood's trying to get it on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I can't vouch for their movies, but they're trying.
They're trying. They're trying. Well, Lee University, get this, Lee University, they just celebrated a dedication of a very impressive communication arts building worth $10 million. This is where they're going to be educating students to learn to use media for God. Think about this.
Wow.
This year they have 400 students, but they want them to think in terms of future generations and what, you know, what they're going to be able to impact. I think they have a student body of 5,100 students and 600 staff, but what they're doing is preparing them, and the person that well, he was Steve Strang, who went over there to the school to speak. He says, when I graduated with a communications degree, he says, you know, we were using typewriters. Today, what young people have available for them, just think of the last 5 years with social media and Twitter and Facebook and Pinterest and Instagram. And now you have phones and technology that didn't even exist. You have more technology and a cell phone today, and a cell phone, than people have, you know, have had in their own computer. In fact, an iPhone today will cost you more money than an actual computer. When did you ever think that would happen? A brand new iPhone would cost more than a brand new computer.
It did more than my first computer, I can tell you that.
Think about it.
It's getting smaller and it's getting faster.
Yeah, so you can use this technology now to record. You can make videos. You can take pictures. It records audios. Great. Think about that one device put out so many other different companies. Who needs to buy a GPS anymore when you have an app that comes for free on your phone? And it's a whole industry that was just taken out. So to see Christians being educated in this way seriously and looking how we can use the media technology to share the gospel, to me, is so encouraging. I remember going years ago to Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. It was their 50-year anniversary. And, gosh, this was at least, you know, 10 years ago, maybe even close to 50, actually probably more than 15 years ago. And at that time, I saw someone share a message, and they were using interactive. They were actually using a video in the middle of their message. And I thought, man, that's so cool. And it was like this big production to be able to put this in there. That's the future. Everybody's doing that now.
Well, think about the one newspaper that we talked about before that they laid off their reporters because they had the ability to use smartphones. And they were using smartphones to be able to broadcast or to be able to capture what was going on and then using that. And it's just like you look at the technology now and where we are with one upload of a video or a capture of a video and you hit a couple clicks on a mouse, you're able to get that to the world. Mm-hmm. And it's just like we can advance the gospel so powerfully utilizing this for the kingdom.
Well, think about the creative concepts. You know, I refuse to believe that as believers, we can't be the most creative people on the face of this earth because mm-hmm. God said, you know, I'm going to make them in our image, right? Well, what's the image of God? In the first 25 verses of the first chapter, we find out that he's a creator. Mm-hmm. I mean, right from the very beginning. So why not be creative just like our God? And we can have creative concept, creative ideas that communicate the gospel in relevant modern ways that catch people's attention. And my goodness, we can tell a story. Mm-hmm. We can tell a story because that's the language of our hearts. Jesus told stories. And now when you have motion pictures that move and you tell a story, it captures people's hearts. And I'm just seeing a whole radical, you know, approach to sharing the gospel like never before. We're talking about, my goodness, the media mountain and how encouraging it is to see such a major change, man, a major turn because mm-hmm. it wasn't always like this. You know, and the first time you had a Christian movie came out, I was like, oh, okay, you know.
Right.
I like it. I like the storyline. Storyline is great, you know. But we've grown in this genre. We've grown in this technology. And I'm just really excited about the great quality films that have come out already and those that are expected to come. In fact, I believe Kirk Cameron has a new movie coming out called Saving Christmas, and it'll be out soon. In fact, in November, we'll shortly stay tuned to VFN TV because we're going to be talking about that movie and giving you an opportunity to see a trailer about it. But it's obviously the title says it all itself, Saving Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And my goodness, this is a time to be able to have a movie like that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.